It is great to have you on the Family Goals Podcast with David Pollock and Pastor Jay. I'm Joel Inhouse, and on this podcast, we want to encourage you to grow closer to God, to strengthen your marriage, and to inspire your family to reach its highest potential.
Being a pastor is one of the biggest blessings of my life. It can also be really challenging. Often it feels like everyone wants something from you. That's one of the reasons that it's so refreshing when you find a trusted ministry partner, a Christ-centered, church-driven organization that's truly there to help you carry your church's mission forward. For me, Compassion International has been one of those trusted ministry partners. Hear me say this, Compassion International is much more than asking people in your church to sponsor a child. Compassion offers proven, no-cost resources to help pastors make mission and discipleship a personal priority for individuals and families in their churches. My local Compassion team is in my corner. They genuinely care about me and my church. Learn more about partnering with Compassion at compassion.com/family goals.
The best thing that you can do for your kids is having a good marriage. Let's talk about it.
I think one of the best things we can do in parenting our kids is have a great marriage.
Yep.
Because if we have a godly marriage, then we're modeling for them what we would want their marriages to look like when they get old enough to.
So what does that look like? So the person at home that says, "Oh, that's cool, Pastor Jay, that's awesome." What does that look like? Does that mean you're like every day y'all walk by each other and like, "Hello, darling. Hello, dear. It is so wonderful to see you this morning." Like, you can't, like, that's a very broad, like, you just painted with a broad stroke, right? Like, now what does that look like? Like, boiling down to what does that mean to you?
Yeah.
Like, how are we teaching? Like, I'll give you time to think because you got your arms crossed and you look like you're pondering. Like, to me,
deep thoughts, well, by Pastor Jay.
Deep. I think when you, to me, that means, that doesn't mean, and I think this is important for people to hear, that doesn't mean you have a perfect marriage. But that means, like, when I mess up, I confess to them. Mm-hmm. Like, when I mess up in front of my kids, I tell my kids, like, I was wrong. Like, I should not have talked to her like that. You know, to me, it means being on the same page. Like, it's got to, we're a united front. There is no, "Oh, your mom said no." That's the biggest cop-out in the world, bro. Mm-hmm. It's no. Like, we said no.
You're not putting the blame on yourself.
No, that is so weak sauce, man. Like, we're not doing that this time. You know, that's not something we're doing. Like, your mom, like, praying for your, like, making it abundantly clear what your mommy does. Like, highlighting her and all the things she does that are so great for the family. You know, treating her, obviously, with respect, treating her with kindness, you know, valuing her opinion, not telling woman sit in the corner. The way you handle conflict, the way you handle everyday opportunities to say hello. Like, you know, all those things, those are all things that are so important and critical that are, those are the things that they're looking at. They're looking about how you greet your wife, how you walk up to them, how you hug them, how you listen when they give you an opinion or a thought, how you take something in the moment when it's a little bit heated. Like, when they call you out, how do you respond? Because they're watching. You respond with, like, "Man, I didn't say that. Whatever. Like, get out of here with that." Or you're like, "Ah, oh, that's a good point." Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, all those things I think are important.
Yeah.
Are you done pontificating the world's problems, and did you figure out?
I think you had a lot of great things to share there.
Appreciate that.
I was just thinking, like, there's nothing phony or fake about, you were talking about using a different voice. "Hey, how are you, darling?"
Yeah.
Jessie, she sees everything, and she's always, you don't think she's listening.
But she's listening. Even when she has her phone in her hand? Does she pay attention with her phone?
Even with her phone in her
hand. My wife, I tell you what, when she gets her phone in her hand, she doesn't pay attention very well. Like, if she starts texting or something, we can say whatever we want. We start making up stories and, like.
Well, that's kind of me, too. I can't multitask. My brain is either doing one or the other. But, yeah, I think serving your spouse, serving Jennifer, I think it's important. Like, if she asks me to do something in front of Jesse, like, there's going to be no pushback. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to. She does.
Is that just in front of Jesse, though?
All the time. I try to do it all because she does so much for us and so much for me. She asks me to do something. It's usually something very, very small.
Yeah. You know,
very.
I live in that world too.
So I think just, sir, you know.
Change the smoke detector battery.
Whatever. Yes, take the trash out.
Take the trash out. Yes, ma'am.
Can you reach the crock pot because I can't reach it or something?
Gotcha,
something,
bro.
Super small. You know, it's like they do everything.
But legit though, if we respond to that with joy, and we respond to that with, like, "Yeah, of course. I think our kids are more likely to respond when they ask, when their mom asks them to do something. Yeah.
When Jennifer asks me to do something, I pretty much drop whatever I'm doing and try to do it right.
I like that.
You know, so, yeah. I mean, we don't show too much affection. We don't hide it from Jesse, but we're not that's just not who we are. We're not like
lovey dovey,
you know, lovey dovey all the time.
Well, my wife isn't either, but I am. So she's getting that regardless of whether she likes
Jesse
it or not.
Jesse likes it. She'll go, ooh, gross, you know. But I think she really likes it. You know, when we are affectionate.
I told you that question, this was weeks ago, but I told you the question to ask, does our marriage excite you?
Yeah.
Does our marriage excite you for getting married? Like, does me and mommy's marriage make you want to get married? Like, that's a great question to ask your kids. Like, I think that's awesome because you can really hear, yeah, I like the way y'all do this. I like the way y'all do that. I mean, I think that's it's a powerful question you can ask.
Yeah, and I think we're real big on walking the talk. You know, if we say that church is important, church needs to be important. You know, like Jesse sees, I mean, of course, Jennifer and I both lead multiple small groups, mm-hmm. church, and so we're definitely walking the talk. And
y'all are committed.
We're trying to, but also we want her to have fun and enjoy life and all that too. So
that's the biggest thing, man. Like in the end, like let your kids experience joy. Like, let them have fun, man. Let them enjoy the stages they're in. You know, whatever stage they're in, enjoy it and be present. Whatever that moment is, be present. Like, don't think about down the road. I mean, so I'm around so many, and listen, obviously with sports now in high school and stuff, so many things that are always down the road. Like, I want to do X, I want to do Y. Like, what about right
enjoy
now?
Enjoy the moment you're
like,
in.
Let's just be great yeah. right now. Let's have, like, wherever we're at. I mean, I'll be honest, like, Nicholas, he's playing on JV, and he didn't play as much as he wants to. And he would love to play more. Like, awesome. I love it. Like, I absolutely love it. I like that it's hard. I want things that are hard. Like, I want things in their life. But this isn't a perfect moment for him to enjoy. Like, enjoy the struggle. Enjoy what I have to work, like, the work I have to do now in it. Not make it toxic. You're a good player. You should be playing. Like, you should be playing more. That's what the kids do. And then they wonder why their kids quit. Well, the coach didn't treat me right. Well, you got that from mommy and daddy. You know, I mean, like, enjoy the moment. Like, you want to talk about college and stuff like that's fine. But, like, I want you to just love this. Just be right where you're at and enjoy ninth grade, enjoy eighth grade, enjoy sixth grade, fifth grade. It doesn't have to always be next.
It happened. They grew up fast.
They do grow up fast.
So we ran into a couple last night at Jesse's tennis match that we haven't seen in years. They used to go to our church, and their son was 2 years old when they came to church. His name's Ace. And Ace was there last night at his little sister's tennis match. He's 22 years old. His birthday's today. He and Jennifer have the same birthday.
Holy cow. And
Jennifer told him, every year of my birthday, I think about you, because Jennifer used to have him in the kids' mm-hmm. area. And he was real cute. He said, well, from now on, I'll start thinking about you on my birthday. Because he didn't. But I was talking to the mom, and we were just talking about how quick the kids have grown up. You know, from 2 years old, now he's 22, and she made the statement to me, the older they get, the harder it is to parent. We're talking about parenting, mm-hmm. and I think there's a lot of truth to that. The older they get, the harder it is.
Until a certain point, probably, right?
Yeah, like with Joe, and I'm not, I mean, we're like,
you're not parent, you're buds.
We're like buds now, yeah. I mean, which is fun, which is a great stage to
be. But you're not friends. When your kids are young, you're not friends.
Oh, no, yeah.
We're not friends. Like, I tell them all the time, like, I'm not your buddy. I'm not your friend. I love you to death, but I'm your dad. Like, I'm your parent. I'm supposed to take you through things that are, like, it's going to be tough and it's going to be hard. But no, it definitely goes fast. It goes in the blink of an eye.
You're going to love this next question. What advice would you give these men in their health?
You know, it's so interesting to me. Okay, so you're a pastor, right? What does the Bible say about, it says mind, spirit, and what? Take care of your mind, your
body,
and spirit.
Soil.
Golly.
I'm having trouble speaking.
First day with your new mouth?
Soil.
But I'm saying mind, body, and soul.
Mind, body, and soul.
Yeah, like.
That's another word I've struggled with. I say soil instead of soul.
Yeah, well, the list is lengthy.
It's crazy I get paid to speak.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Because I have a hard time getting words out.
Sometimes. I do too. I'm with you on that one.
Mind, body, and soul.
Yeah, mind, body, and spirit. Like whatever translation you want to use. But like the best version of you, you have to take care of yourself. Like your body has to be a priority. And yeah. I know it's a broken record for some people, but like you've got to build those habits with your eating. You got to build those habits with your exercise. And like the data is so clear. Like the endorphins and the more muscle you have and the more you do hard things, by the way. Another thing too is like doing hard things and doing things you don't want to do and being able to accomplish them. So I think so many people give up. So many people try a diet for a little while and then quit. And like, but you don't treat your faith like that. You don't go, hey, straight and narrow, I messed up. Ah, what the heck? Let's go to prostitution and all the way down the road here. Like, no, you get back on the path, right? Like, so I think making those small changes in your life as you get older and being willing to sacrifice things. I mean, that's okay. Like, I got to give up some things as I get older if I want to get what I want. Like, I got to give up what I want. Like, you can't give up what you want for what you want right now. And if I have dreams of longevity and being around and being healthy, like I got to give up some things right now. And that means some time to exercise. That means, you know, what I'm putting in my body that tastes good, that I feel like I need to eat, like chocolate covered blueberries in a whole bag, right? Like whole bag. I can't believe you have
it made me sick.
You had 1,000 grams of sugar in one sitting, which is unbelievable. Those are things that are controlled. Like you can control those things. And here's another thing too. I get a kick out of this because people tell me all the time, it's so hard. The hardest part is the diet. It's because you're looking at it wrong. The easy part's the diet. Not everybody has time to work out. Not everybody has the physical capacity to go in a gym and keep up with people. And they have restrictions, they have limitations, they have things they can't do. Everyone controls what they put in their flipping mouth. Like, it's this little, 12 inches from here to here, like you're grabbing and putting it in your mouth. Like I
like that.
I don't
understand. To me, that is the hardest thing is the diet.
It's the easiest thing.
If you flip it.
It's not the hardest thing. It's what you choose to make hard. Like, I just don't, I don't get that component of it because we all control that. And, you know, it's pretty proven how much better your life is. And I think, you know, if you can't see my hand right now that if you're not watching, but like, if you think about your life, the goal now at the different ages, like you take off and you get better and better and better. Like, and then the goal at a certain point, you get like up to here and say, I got my hand, you know, even right here at my head level. Like the goal is to now at our age is to slowly descend, right? We don't want to fall off a cliff. You know, we don't want our health to go like this. We want to slowly like stay as high as we can for the longest period of time, which is going to require what we eat. We're going to require how much we move. And those are choices that we make. And like you got time. Don't tell me you don't have time. Everybody out here listening makes time. You're listening to this. So you could be walking while listening to this. You know, I mean, you could find.
The people who are working out while they're listening to this are feeling good about themselves, like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Look at themselves. I listen to podcasts while I work out.
So it works in the sauna? The iPhone works in a sauna?
The speaker's outside the sauna.
Remember, Pastor Jay, y'all that don't know, Pastor Jay considers a sauna a workout.
It is a good cardio.
It's not cardio.
More in the sauna anywhere else.
That doesn't mean it's cardio.
But I have been going to the weight room too.
I know.
Weight room.
No. Don't glance over. That's not cardio. Cardio is like getting your heart rate up and like moving.
It gets your heart rate up, the sauna. It does. You read about it. It gets your heart rate up.
You think that's cardio?
It's a form of it's a simulation of cardio.
A simulation of cardio. Good gosh. Slap you upside your head. But does that make sense? Like your timeline, like you're trying to delay
it. I've never heard that before. You don't want to have a big drop off.
Yeah.
You want to have a gradual.
You want to live as long as
I'm definitely over the hill.
Correct.
But I don't want to go like screaming down the
hill. Well, no, that's what we want to do at the end. At the end, we just want to die, right?
Like, yeah.
That sounds really bad, by the way. What a great podcast. At the end, you just want to die. But I'm saying like you want to stay vibrant and healthy as long as possible, and then you die. But not like the precipitous decline where I'm going like this and every year I'm losing 10% of my ability to walk and 10% of my ability to think and do things. Like, you want to stay up here as long as you can. And then when we get to the end, like, shoo, bye-bye, ha, holla. Like, I'm fine with that. But I hope that makes sense. It's, you know, it's daily decisions. It's weekly decisions. It's writing down those goals and just being like, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm not going to say I'm going to do it. I'm actually going
to
do it.
It's really lifestyle change. You can't get on fads and diets. It's just, you really just have to change your lifestyle. Because as soon as you get off the fad or as soon as you get off the diet, you're just going to go back to where you were before.
Yeah. I mean, like, you got, but it's no different than anything else. Just like worship, you know, everybody has their own forms of worship. Mm-hmm. And find what you like. Like, my buddy Russ keeps telling me this because I try to find miserable challenges in the gym, like miserable things that really stink, and I want to do them all the time. Like, I like doing hard things. I like challenging myself, and I love the feeling I get after it. He told me actually this the other day. He said, "Hey, dude, I don't like doing miserable things."
Who does?
He was like, "I'm
trying."
Obviously,
you do. You might be a little bit strange.
Sick. Yes. But here's the thing. So find things that you really, really enjoy, mm-hmm. that make you better, that help you, and use them and do them. Like, if you enjoy walking, if you enjoy lifting weights,
the hiking,
if
getting
you enjoy
outside,
basketball, if you enjoy, like whatever that is, like find the things that you don't mind or that are pretty cool and then go attack them. Just, it doesn't have to be the miserable things. I enjoy that. Not everybody does that. But so, I did, like, I told him I wanted to do a 2K row. So the standard 2K
row. What?
2K row.
Row, okay.
Like the row machine. I love the row machine. Like, I love the benefit of the row machine. I hate Bertha. We named her Bertha. We couldn't think of anything else more negative than Bertha. So if you go to the gym, like an
elite. Apologies to all Berthas out there.
An elite time is 7 minutes for a 2K row. Like, if you can go 7 minutes for 2,000 meters, that's like really good. And so I told Russ, I was like, let's just do a 2K row every day. Like, as our warm up. That's a workout in itself, but like as our warm up, let's
about
do
to
it.
Say that would be my workout.
Well, you wouldn't make it, but like if sauna's cardio, you ain't gonna make a 2K row.
Might like, need to get back into the old man basketball.
That'd
be better.
Come to our house.
Better than the sauna.
Hey, Thursday nights if you want to play.
Thursday night.
It's legit.
Are you inviting Pastor?
Yes,
today?
It's legit. Old man too, by the way. Like, it's legit.
So you're finally doing something that I can.
Yes, you can play in 40 and older.
So I was thinking about. So I ran into Dennis Whitley yesterday.
Yeah.
And this is the first year in 20 years we haven't had a church basketball team.
Yeah.
We have no church basketball going on.
Well, that's TJ. It's the TJ's league, I know. But what was I saying?
The row.
But anyways.
7 minute row.
With the row. Like, 2K. So I'm like, let's do that, you know, let's do that every day. And here's the thing. If we did a 2K row every day, and how much better do you think we'd get week two, week three, week four? I think I told him, I was like, I bet you there'd be a point at week four or week whatever that it's easy. It's just not hard anymore. Like that I can do this easily now. And that's the point to me, is like proving to yourself, like, I can go through these hurdles that are difficult and then make them easy by just working my tail off and consistently showing up and doing it. And Russ was like, yeah, like I want to do that with things that I actually like. Like I legit.
You're making me want to get on that row machine.
You don't
prove to you that I can do it.
You can't do
it. I can do a 7 minute.
Bro, you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it in 9 minutes.
What about a 1K? Could I do a 1K in 9 minutes? I don't even know what kind of
distance
we're talking about.
It's 1,000 meters.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, I'm just making sure because I'm not sure how you don't know what that is, but
no, but I don't know how to what to compare it to, like running a 1,000 meters or biking.
It's different because you're using 89. Like
you're using your arms.
You use 90% of your muscles in your body when you row. Because you're using legs.
I definitely want to get on the row machine over at your house, and maybe we can get.
We should do a video.
Can we get that on video?
We should do
me on the row video
workout.
We should do it. We should do a video of how long it takes you to do a 2K row, and then we'll get Woj on there.
Let's do it.
And we'll get Jolin on there. Yeah. I don't know who would win out of y'all three.
Oh, I would. Absolutely.
Well.
I used to do Orange Theory. My time was 6:19 for 2,000 meters.
Wow!
Yeah.
Oh, so you've done the row machine? Oh, yeah. I've never even done a row machine. I've done the.
What are you getting nowadays? You think?
I have no idea, dude. It's been a while.
We're totally doing this. Maybe
family goals workout.
What if
we should do family goals challenges like that?
What if we had a video of Davey Pollock putting us through a workout, like putting the family goals crew through a workout? That would be fun.
Absolutely.
Maybe we can get the wives in on this.
Lindsay will whip your ace too.
Well, she would.
Lindsay will absolutely.
Did you just say ace?
I did say ace. Lindsay.
Isn't
Lindsay,
this a family friendly show?
I'm pretty sure Lindsay would beat you in the weight room in everything.
You think she can bench more than me?
Well, no. I'm not talking about like doing something like where you're moving.
Like endurance type stuff.
Yeah. Like here's one. I told her one time. I was like, "There's nothing physically you could ever beat me in." and we finally found something she could beat me in. She can plank. She can plank for like 9 minutes.
Nah.
Yeah. She'll listen to 3 songs and plank. I'm like, I'll listen to, like, we did a family challenge one time where we planked a song, and I was dying. Like, I'm shaking. And it was, she picked it like a 4-minute song, too, by the way, which was, I thought was very unkind.
Less weight to be lifted up.
It's still hard, bro.
Oh, I mean, agree. But
she does a lot of planking, like, at the end of her workout, but we figured that out. She could beat me in planking.
I like to
pull
plank.
Pull-ups, push-ups.
I like to plank. I like planking.
We're not talking about, like, a diving
lot more
board.
Than crunches. Like stomach crunches.
You just don't like crunches?
I don't like crunches. I'd rather plank.
Just,
than
love
crunch.
To hear why don't you like crunches? Just what a part of crunches don't you like?
I feel like it might hurt my back. do you like a crunch or a full sit up? Or do you do a crunch?
I can't talk to you about this. I think we need to go on to other stuff. Like to listen to you talk about like the sauna and a crunch just then, like I feel like it's bad for my back.
I feel like I could sit in the sauna longer than you.
There's nothing you can beat me in except for tennis. The only thing you can beat me in with anything physical or challenge is tennis. That's it.
Well, you can't beat you in golf.
You can beat me in golf, yes. That's two
I'll beat
things.
You in pickleball, too.
You can't beat
I don't
me
even
pickleball.
Play pickleball.
You can't beat
so
me in pickleball.
Easy.
You gave me Woj, who was basically like having a 3-year-old. Like,
We'll go singles and pickleball.
I mean, we should do that too. We should put together a thing of things we could compete in, like who can stay in the sauna the longest, who can play pickleball, win
now,
in pickleball.
Now, one thing you
golf.
Can definitely beat me in is ice bath.
Yeah,
I am the biggest wimp. I tried to get in the pool the other day, and after getting out of the sauna, and my legs were like started like tingling. It was like I couldn't even be in there. I couldn't even get my whole body in. I was like, I can't do it. I'm a wimp.
See, this is why you play tennis. That's why you play tennis, because you don't have to be tough when you play tennis. You can just
don't be hating on tennis players.
Thank you again for listening to this week's Family Goals podcast with David Pollack and Pastor Jay. The best thing you can do for your kids is having a good marriage. I think the most important part is being on the same page, on the same team, making sure you talk with your spouse before you talk with your kids. Let's set the right example for our kids. When they go to look for a spouse, they're going to refer back to the example that you and your spouse set. So what does that example look like? Is it the one that serves each other, the one that is kind and gentle and loving, one that is patient, forgiving? Your marriage should excite your kids to get married. If you found this episode helpful, encouraging, or entertaining, please let us know by subscribing to the podcast or by writing a review. You can also reach us on Instagram and Twitter at Family Goals Pod. Thank you again for listening to the Family Goals podcast, and we'll catch you next week.